Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for April 19th, about the cities of refuge in Joshua chapter 20. Establishment of the cities of refuge marked a major change for a people accustomed to a tribal social order. Under a tribal system, matters of justice are often flavored by loyalty to tribe and clan, not rigorous adherence to set principles of right and wrong, legal and illegal, ethical and unethical, and so on. If your brother is killed by a member of another clan, it becomes your duty to recompense his blood, even if his death was truly accidental. The, quote, avenger of blood, unquote, was that person designated by a clan, family, or tribe to seek revenge against those responsible for the death or injury of one of their own. Hitman, among mafiosi, is probably the closest equivalent to the avenger of blood in our society. Notice the progression here from tribalism. The activities of blood vengeance were being limited under the law. Set principles for determining guilt or maintaining innocence were established in the Mosaic Covenant. Each region of Israel was served by one of these cities, such that an accused person would have no more than a day's journey on foot to a city of refuge. City elders were to weigh evidence and enforce limits of protection for the accused and the accuser. Not stated here is the fact that each of these cities of refuge was a town given to the Levites as their inheritance, including Hebron, Caleb's inheritance. Apparently, there was room for them all. Those whose duty was the service of God and his tabernacle and temple were also the administrators of justice in the land. In other words, Israel was established as a theocracy with a consistent set of laws for all the tribes to yield to in all their practices. Although theocracy raises red flags for us moderns, just remember the improvement it was over the tribal system. And it wasn't designed to last as Israel's governance structures forever. Think, too, of the condition of people in the world where tribalism still reigns. Southeast Asia, the steppes of Asia, the former Soviet Union, much of Africa. Thank the Lord for progress. Thanks for joining me, and we'll be back tomorrow.